Welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church as we celebrate the saints of this age and all ages. Once again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End. We're delighted that you're here for this All Saints and Consecration Sunday for us. Especially if you're here for the very first time, we're pleased you've joined us today. And those of us who are here on a regular basis will seek you out to shake your hand, make you feel welcome. And if we don't get to you quickly enough, you come introduce yourselves to us. We want to know you, and we would love it if you would find a home here with us. One way to make yourself at home is to be a part of what's going on in the church. And if you want a summary of some of the things that God is doing in and through West End, you can find that in our bulletin inserts. I hope you'll read them carefully. I'm going to announce just a couple of things. First of all, West End celebrates the gifts of the arts in many different ways. And next week, we are having a reception next Sunday, 11 a.m. to 12:30 in the Fireside Lounge on the third floor, along with an art exhibit by West End member Camilla Spadafino. So I hope you'll join us for that reception and take a look at the works of art that will be in the Fireside Lounge on the third floor. Also, our gourmet market is underway. This benefits our preschool program and other children's ministries throughout the church. Pre-orders are accepted through November 8th on a first-come, first-served basis. And if you would like to, in a sense, give twice, you can purchase additional food in order to give that as a gift during the holiday season. So, you know, consider that. Order forms and volunteer forms for cooking can be found in different spots throughout the church. This evening at 4 p.m., there will be a choral service of remembrance performed by the chancel choir called Eternal Light. This is a very moving piece that is intended for the living, but it remembers those saints who have gone on before us. And if you have heard it, I think we did it 3 years ago, you know what a moving experience you're in for. If you haven't, please let me encourage you to come, 4 p.m. here in the sanctuary. Look around. It's a great cloud of witnesses right here in this place. Ah, but there are more. For generations and century upon century, the witnesses have been gathering around us. Let us celebrate all those saints whose faith has formed us.
We gather today to remember the saints of history. We remember the tender touch of loved ones, the example of heroes,
and the remarkable acts of the fearless.
We gather to remember that in every place and time,
the saints of God have shown us the way.
Please join me now in the Collect of Purity. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life. To the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to thee, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear now what comfortable words the scriptures say to all that truly turn to the Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Now let us pray for the state of Christ's church. Most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee to receive these our prayers for the universal church, that thou wilt confirm it in the truth of thy holy faith, inspire it with unity and concord, and extend and prosper it throughout the world. We beseech thee also so to guide and strengthen the witness of the church to those in authority in all nations, that they may maintain justice and welfare for all people. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all thy ministers of thy church, that both by their life and doctrine they may set forth the true and lively word and faithfully administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, that with willing heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their lives. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to support and strengthen all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served thee in thy church on earth, and who now rest from their labors, especially those most dear to us, whom we name before thee. Catherine Rogers Green, Martin Forrest Parmley. Betty B. Sisk. Edward Douglas Ivy. You got it. Jerry Douglas Moran Briggs. Jane Chadwell Deloney. Miss Jane always was an active one. Those of you who knew her know I'm telling the truth, don't you? Let's try that again. Okay, good. Thank you. Rebecca Ann Wilkinson Mullins. W. Ovid Collins, Jr. Lucille Gross Smith. Doris Elaine Scott Umland. Edward Thomas Edwards. Marguerite Wise Cato. Betty Lynn Fulton Hare. Barbara Jean Stoops Gilbert. Helen Elizabeth Maiden Dodson. Mary Alice Kleiss Pierman. Herbert H. Stewart. Frederick Eugene Cowden. Corliss R. Dillard. Nita Crockett Davis. Robert Calvin Walker. Lloyd Axley Smith. And we keep in our hearts and minds others dear to us who also rest from their labors. Now keep us in fellowship with all thy saints and bring us at length to the joy of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Now the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the New Testament. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
In the summer of 1979, I returned back home to Tennessee from 6 years in Chicago, going to school. And one of the things I had set my mind to do was to attend an event that I had read about. It was fairly new at the time. It was in a small town in East Tennessee. And it was called, although it was a pretty modest event, it was called the National Storytelling Festival. So the first weekend in October, I got in my Chevy Vega. That gets a laugh without saying anything else, doesn't it? Square back, which meant I could sleep in it because I couldn't afford a hotel room and I didn't know anyone to stay with. The weather was much like it was this last evening, down into the 30s. And I was cold. I would buy coffee just to hold it and warm my hands up. But I was in heaven. You see, a couple of years before, in one of my classes in graduate school, a professor had turned to me and almost offhandedly said, "You know you're a storyteller, don't you?" I hadn't really thought about it. That's just the way we talked where I grew up. And I knew that if I had called my great aunt, my auntie, the one who told me stories, a storyteller, she probably would have whipped me because she would have understood me to be calling her a liar. But here I was, surrounded by other people who called themselves storytellers. It was wonderful. There were about 700-800 people there that year. There are many, many more now. But I started meeting other people who did similar things to what I did, and some of them told stories out of their own tradition, or some who told from the Native American tradition, the African American tradition. We had storytellers from Ireland. We had storytellers from Africa. We had storytellers from all over the U.S. and Canada. We had storytellers who told the kinds of stories that I had grown up hearing. And then the next year I returned, and the next year I returned, and after a while, began to know a number of those folks. Every year, they're kind enough to send me a complimentary ticket, which they do for all their former featured tellers, but I had not really taken advantage of that until last year. It was the 40th anniversary, and they said, "We want all the tellers who have been featured to come back, if it's at all possible." So I went. And it was an amazing thing. Those very same tellers who in 1979 were young tellers, including myself, were all old tellers. It was great to see those folks that I had come to know and love across the years. People like Ed Stuyvesant and Donald Davis and many, many others. We gathered to have a photograph made on that Saturday evening. And looking around, there was a great cloud of witnesses who had witnessed from their own tradition to the power of story to carry wisdom from generation to generation. But we also read the names of those other witnesses who were not physically present with us. Rosebud Yellow Robe, Jackie Torrance, Marshall Dodge, Ray Hicks. There were many, many, many more. And just like the reading we did just a few minutes ago, It was as if we were invoking this great cloud of witnesses, this great community of all those who had gone before us. We had benefited. I had benefited from their wisdom. I had benefited from their gift. They had formed me into the storyteller that I am. And whenever I hear that phrase from the book of Hebrews, a great cloud of witnesses, I think of a gathering like this, where there are lots of folks around us, each one of us witnessing in our own way, telling our own story, living out our own story. But in the midst of us are all of those who've gone before. We read the names of some every year, but there are many, many more. And you remember them. You recall them. They're the ones who shaped you, who formed you into the kind of person you are today, the kind of disciple of Jesus Christ you are today. It's interesting that the writer of the letter to the Hebrews, right before summarizing with the statement you heard Sarah read, starts with Abraham and Sarah, and then gives story after story after story, Isaac and Rebekah, the sons, Jacob and Esau, Moses. At the beginning of telling these stories, the writer gives a brief summary of each one. But after a while, the writer seems to pick up speed until finally there's just a list of names. One name right after another. I think the writer assumed that at least for some of those hearing this read aloud in the congregation, which is how it would have been experienced, each of those names would bring forth a story, a memory. Many of these names have brought forth stories for you. Some of them because they were your teachers. Some of them because they were your friends or friends of your parents or grandparents. Some of them because they simply were. They lived in our midst in such a way that their lives touched ours. They came to this same chancel rail. They extended their hand to receive the elements at Christ's table, not mine, not ours. And they went back nourished to live as we do in our own frail and faulty ways, a desire to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. You see, our ways are so frail and so faulty that we desperately need each other to help us through these times. Those who are physically present with us and those who are present with us in memory. Those who have gone before. The writer says Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. But run the race. Anyone who finishes the race wins. You don't have to come in first. You don't have to come in second. Anyone who completes the course wins. And we're here to cheer each other on. No matter how far behind we may fall on occasion, no matter how weary we may feel on occasion, we are here to cheer each other on. And it's the memory of those who have lived their lives in faith, who have crossed that finish line before us, that sometimes just keeps us running or walking or hobbling or moving forward with someone else's help in the very best way we know. And so today we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, a cloud of witnesses that you can see if you look around, and a cloud of witnesses that may be invisible to us, but that are visible to God, who experience God's love in a way that we can only dimly imagine, those of us who are still encumbered by a physical body and the senses. They are the ones today who have formed us. And our prayer is that we can support each other and live in such a way that future generations, when they read our names aloud, will say, "That person formed me as well. That person formed me as well." you formed me as well. One very traditional way that we tell our story is through creeds and affirmations. I would invite you to turn to number 881 in your hymnal, Stand As You're Able. Let's tell our story together with this ancient creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Good morning. We are so grateful for all who are gathered here this morning for worship. If you're a guest, please join us out in Reed Hall, out these doors to your right, to say hello, to introduce yourself, get to know some people. And if this is your first visit here, we invite you to stop by the Bread for the Journey table, pick up a small home-baked loaf of bread as a gift of appreciation for being here with us on this day. If you'll note the gray cards in the pew racks, one side is for prayer concerns. You can check those to be shared or confidential, and that will dictate the path they travel from this place. We gather together in confidential prayer groups throughout the week to pray for those, and the shared ones will be printed in the bulletin. On the reverse side of that card is a place for questions or comments for staff or lay leadership of the church. And then when the offering plates come by, you can put those gray cards in the offering plates in just a moment. If you've not yet passed your attendance pads that are on the inside of each pew, please do so at this time. And as it goes down, look at the names of those people who are worshiping with you. And if you don't know them, say hello after the service. It's perfectly okay to peek at those names so you can call them by name. At this time, the condolences of the congregation are expressed to a number of families. First, we extend our love to the family of Lloyd Axley Smith, who died Monday, October 28th. Services were held Friday of this past week. He's survived by his children, Emma and Axley Smith, his siblings, Monty and Ricky Smith, and Carol Stevenson, and his brother-in-law, Rick Stevenson, and his nieces, Maggie and Caroline, and his nephews, Jackson and Ricky. We also extend our condolences to West End member Judy Graves as she mourns the death of her sister, Mary Ann Graves Dudley. She died last Tuesday in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and services were held yesterday in Bowling Green. And as a congregation, we surround Michael Williams, our pastor, with love as his family mourns the death of his aunt, Betty Cherry. She died Friday, November 1st in Dover, Tennessee, and the services are tentatively scheduled for tomorrow in the afternoon in Dover. And lastly, as a congregation, we celebrate the life and we express our condolences to the family of Harriet Virginia Cook. She passed away Friday, November 1st, at the age of 105. At this time, it appears there'll be a public visitation scheduled for Tuesday, November 5th, in Reed Hall from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, followed by a private graveside service. Let us pray. O holy God, we give you thanks for the gift and promise you have given us in your Son, Jesus, the Christ. By his love and sacrifice, and the sacrifice of the saints, we can come to this place and know the joy of your love and grace. May your tithes and our offerings this morning be a token and a testimony for all we have received from our cloud of witnesses. But most of all, the saving grace that came through the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is
very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by the one offering of himself a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, and didst institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these gifts of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his passion, death, and resurrection, may be partakers of the divine nature through him, who in the same night he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after the supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As oft as you do this, drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray together. O Lord, our heavenly Father, we, thy humble servants, desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that, by the merits and death of thy Son Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and thy whole church may obtain forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. Here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. And although we be unworthy, through our manifold sins, to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. Let us continue in prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to partake of this sacrament of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that we may walk in newness of life, may grow into his likeness, and may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. This is our Lord's table, and you are all invited to come and receive. This is not a United Methodist table. You don't have to be United Methodist. You don't have to be a baptized Christian. If you're seeking new or a renewed relationship of love with God and your neighbor, you are welcome to come and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. If you would come by way of the center aisle, kneel. When you're ready to receive, simply extend your hand. You'll receive the bread first, then the cup. You're welcome to remain at the chancel rail for a time of prayer if you choose, and then if you would return by way of the side aisles. If you need to be served in your pew for any reason, simply catch our eye up here or let one of the ushers know, and we'll be glad to serve you there. This is our consecration Sunday, as I mentioned earlier, and there are some of you I know who are prepared to bring your pledges up with you as you come to communion. You're welcome to leave those along the chancel rail, and Alan and Gretchen Horner, who chair our Faithful Giving campaign, are here to receive those. So, my friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Almighty and most merciful God, from thee comes every good and perfect gift. We give thee praise and thanks for all thy mercies. Thy goodness has created us. Thy bounty has sustained us. Thy discipline has chastened us. Thy patience has borne with us.
Thy love has redeemed us.
Give us a heart to love and serve thee. Today we show our thankfulness for all thy goodness and mercy by giving up ourselves to thy service, cheerfully submitting in all things thy blessed will, and offering our pledges to make possible your ministry through us for the coming year. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Thank you.
And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Go in peace.